Hawaiian.
What?
Organization of meat. Oh.
No. Of.
Of what?
L. Origin of now.
Life.
Life. Blind heroes.
We're not dead.
Left-handed.
Loyal.
Loyal.
Loyal. Okay. What
the lead.
The lead.
Thrifty.
The lead. Extraordinaire. Sure. And you're
extraordinary
S. Superheroes. There we go.
Never more.
Now we're at How's that?
What's that?
No, that's pretty good.
Hawaiian organization of what was that all again?
Losers,
he says.
Legionnaires.
Legionnaires, was it? No. Legionnaires?
He said losers originally. But, you know, a lot changed in the last, you know, 45 seconds while I went to the car.
True. Replay it.
Oh, yeah. Check the court. Court reporter. No, court, what do they call it?
Reporter.
Are they a reporter?
Yeah. Court, Texas.
Report. Marie's feeling very deprived these days.
Oh,
good
pizza.
Here.
I guess we should eat first.
Oh, we don't have to eat.
We could eat simultaneously.
All right, let's do that. That's going to make it more entertaining.
We'll be,
Oh,
man.
Okay.
Oh,
the coupon.
Oh, yeah.
You lied about the coupon.
I know you did.
What?
You called you a liar. Called you a lying bastard.
What? What'd you say?
What'd you
call me? Going down the hall. Lying bastard.
Yeah.
Throw that. Put that stuff on there.
being in a movie.
You're gonna even?
What's that?
You gonna go tomorrow?
Yeah. After all, I went gaming when Julie was in labor.
What can be worse than that?
one you going to stay at?
Hmm? What boat?
No, you're back at boat.
We're at the boat. Everybody's gone. Oh, I'm about to spend every moment Sunday cleaning up the boat. It's a pigsty with crap on it. It's baby paraphernalia. It hasn't been put away yet. For a few moments, like a day, before Riley showed up, it was really clean. I cleaned it up because Julie thought that, you know, she was going back to the boat and that their parents would go with the boat a lot. So I went and cleaned it up really good. And then Julie got in her head that she wanted to clean the rugs on the boat. And her father and I went over there Sunday.
Clean the rug?
Rugs. Carpet.
Right.
Steam cleaner.
Okay. So
yeah, so the whole boat, all the steam cleaned. And we got on the boat now to fix that.
Is it human? Not really.
That's the first time it's stuck from Dr.
Medusa. Dr. Medusa? It's not just Medusa, it's Dr. Medusa?
Probably worked out the bugs
and, you know, had it before? And it sucked?
Had it before and it sucked.
Yeah.
When it first came out, we went to
Pizza Hut, went over in Concord.
Yeah.
And ordered it. And they said, you sure you want to order that? It's not very good. Really? We're just going to check it out. All right. And I warned you, though.
Right there, told you not to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's pepper and cheese there.
Well, they can't make the stuff in, or at least they don't make the stuff in-house. They comes frozen, and they just heat it up. Mm. So either they make it in house now, or they improve their
manufacturing.
Not bad.
Is it good?
What?
Mm. It's okay.
It's okay. I don't know. That doesn't really come out the same, does it?
Okay. Had pizza. Had ice cream. What's next?
You know who I respect.
Nobody. That's not anybody's business.
Well, certainly everybody at this table. You check out the photo of my very handsome son.
The one that
in the camera, yeah.
I'm gonna see him live in person.
Yeah. But he had his eyes closed.
Did much better live.
Yeah, true.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Pictures. Hideous.
Well, that's true. The early pictures. The early pictures were pretty hideous. His big cone head, uncleaned. It's all blue for a while. It pinked up from the oxygen. So, sometime next week, assuming I'm not in Philadelphia, should be able to play basketball. Anyway, I should really check my mail.
When are you going back to work?
There, like a few days. Not really going back to work. Just going to do like a week at the most. Or like 4 days at the most, but it'll pay me for a week.
Uh-oh.
And they had me leave Philadelphia before I was really done. Because that whole MCSC routine.
Alright.
And since I was in that, they couldn't extend me. So now they want to extend me. And they have this guy they want to use to replace me. They really can't replace me. Unless they
replace you.
Unless they have me go in there and help this guy out. explain how to use it all, you know, from the user perspective, but, you know, they want him to program it more, so.
So we're short. I don't think that's him.
So these guys were fighting tonight?
What?
Okay, simple day. Or whatever. What do you do?
I don't know. Let's do some kind of meeting, right? I'll hang out in the marina, waiting for that cry for help while I clean the wood of my boat. You have to, you know, constantly be working on the boat. On the boat.
Of course.
Teaching the lost boys. Which I don't know if I think they're lost boys anymore.
They're not lost.
And Wendy is no more. It's so odd. I think I'll just put that all out of my head.
You can choose to forget. Maybe that's what you did.
True.
Maybe.
Well, you can just snap out of it, you crazy nut.
Good plan. Good plan.
Rip, what do you do during your off time?
Off time.
I have off time.
Probably research development.
I see.
Playing daddy to my robot, trying to improve his.
Wait, don't you have a son or a daughter? Shouldn't you go find them?
They're not missing.
Oh, well, out there, then.
My wife has consistently told me I get postcards every now and then.
Yeah.
And she's an archaeological dig in Kibbutzistan.
Sure, where's that? Point it out. On the map here.
This is very small.
Is your daughter's name Sabrina? A teenage witch?
No.
Oh, okay.
Besides the son.
Oh.
You don't even know, do you?
I'm confused.
Let me check my notes. I got his name somewhere around here.
Okay. Rad, what are you doing in the
hospital? Hospital.
Oh, yeah. Touching the hand of your wife. Waiting for that cry for help.
I read her stories.
Really?
I'm sure she can hear me.
Make a roll.
Reading her stories.
She wakes up. Plot line. Finished. Oh, there. She wakes up.
15.
Did she move? Did she stir up? 15.
So you're reading the story.
Oh my God, she is going up.
Can't bar it off.
No,
I haven't.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'll tell you.
But when you look, when you turn up to look, you swear her arm would move like it's a little,
I felt her grasping a little tighter.
What? All right, sure. You felt her grasping a little tighter.
Hey, rigor mortis.
Jeez.
Give me. The doctor has a heart to tell you.
What's that smell coming from you? Come out of high.
Last gasp.
What year is it?
43?
42? I don't know.
43. Like February. Or March.
Then my character information is out of date. The kid's 4 now.
Yeah. So she's the... She's the... Sabrina, the toddler witch.
There was a...
Thought her as a boy, huh? I'm sure about this. You check your notes and you confirm yes indeed it's a boy.
Yes indeed it's a boy.
Well, that's a cartoon with a little witch.
Hmm?
That was related to Sabrina.
There is a Sabrina teenage witch cartoon.
Isn't there one where there's a very young witch?
Mm-hmm. There's one. She's like, I guess she isn't a teenager. I know, she's in like junior high school.
No, I'm thinking younger.
Really?
Yeah.
In range. This same cartoon, just bigger head and bigger
head. Bigger head.
That's how they do it, isn't it?
I don't know if it was a different cartoon.
Like that?
Exactly. You know I'm young. I'm sure they're up to head.
Didn't Casper have a witch friend?
Casper.
You're not thinking about
maybe.
Do far here.
No. Like Wendy? No.
You don't use
Wendy?
You mean Frodo? She's not really a witch. She's just a teenager. Maybe a little too much.
Alright, so you feel her squeeze your hand very lightly.
What the? I keep reading. Louder. Faster.
No, that's all.
Oh!
Right now, he'll never leave.
Hmm?
Great, he'll never leave now.
Yep. All day.
Don't feel obligated to eat every piece.
Kind of full.
Good.
Oh, ice cream.
Lots of ice cream.
Okay, so there's going to be, I guess, a meeting.
A meeting?
As it usually is. The weekly meeting of the group.
Yeah. Staff meeting.
You know, we all just go sit around bullshit.
Wait, don't we have
talk about the people who aren't there?
We have our own patrol area, right?
Coffee flavored
ice cream. I'm sure some people have their own patrol area. Sit around their boat doing nothing.
That's patrol, the Marina District. Anybody else got the Marina District?
Epical. I stay in my lab.
Is there anything going on the Lost Boys know about it?
I send my
robot. Or are they the Lost Boys?
Yeah, the robot goes out.
What's going on? Snap out of you, nut.
Occasionally he comes back with his girlfriend.
The robot.
Same one?
The robot.
Yeah.
Back in
Banger.
Hoover.
I guess it's not Hoover yet.
No.
That's one of her attachments. One of her several attachments.
Just came from such a bill. Yep. Anything you can find out where the robot came from?
Yeah, no doubt.
It's not very big.
An obvious plot point that needs to be investigated.
Ultra humanite. That ring a bell?
Oh, fuck to my lab assistant. What's her name?
Wally?
Charlie or Wally?
Charlie.
Sure, you don't trust Wally anymore.
Yeah. Wally.
Are Charlie and Wally getting along?
Like you could tell.
Not true.
Let's just say it's... You can't really tell. I mean,
they're practically connected.
They don't seem to talk much.
Oh, okay.
Are they?
To each other or...
To each other.
Or are they?
Are they what?
His assistants, Charlie and Wally, what are they?
Wally with a girlfriend.
You try to set up Wally with a girlfriend?
I was.
Don't you have to first know a girl?
Charlie! Perfect!
You're not going to build a girl.
No, I hired one.
Oh, I see. The old-fashioned way.
Yeah, that wasn't me. That was you.
That was me.
Jesus, me.
Doesn't
yeah, try to figure that one out.
You got a big cheese there.
That's no cheese.
That's my wife.
Space station.
Mm. So you're gonna try to set Charlie up with a? Oh, actually, you're gonna.
Wally and Charlie. Wally and Charlie, right? That's what.
No,
you
no,
have.
No.
That's the intent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, no, that's not gonna work.
Because they're talk, you think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I see. Mm. All right.
You actually have a policy against.
No. So you can make little assistance later.
Always thinking toward the future.
Free labor. It's like farm hands, right? Little assistance.
Well, how are you going to do this?
I thought I'd put them in the same room and just let
you. Lock the door.
Ooh. You need a closed disintegrator already.
I see.
There's an idea.
I knew you'd like
that. No. Office party with Papa. I thought that was
Is it Christmas time? Close the incinerator, right? And an office
you
party.
You don't need an excuse for an office party.
Oh, you could celebrate the invention of the closed incinerator.
I'll do the head of the department. Just go one.
Team building exercise.
There you go.
So what are you going to do?
What's your all three business?
Dr. Jones.
Yeah.
Wow, office party. Cool. Office party.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, I guess you have to work there to be invited, huh?
Well, no. Well, I guess so. Yeah, maybe.
It's an office party.
good. You need a badge.
Building exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah, badge effective.
Let's go to Water World again.
Okay.
Ride my ride. Is it better now?
Oh, yeah. You can ride at Water World.
Are you sure?
I have a ride at Water World. Named after me. What?
Are you sure, Dr. Doom?
Well, not me, but, you know, Rad.
I don't think there's any
theme
parks in Hawaii.
What?
I guess, you know, Island City could have them.
Of course.
Yeah. It's Water World.
Okay. I'll be taking a team of scientists and
chemicals
and doctorates to Water World.
All right.
As a team building exercise. And then we go bar hopping.
After the Water World? Or before Water World?
Before
what about the slow disintegrator?
I've got to research it.
It's called alcohol. So you get it?
So did the team building exercise go well?
Make a roll.
Yeah, you should make a roll.
Shouldn't you just be, you know, be there? Make it better. You know, you first would take out the clothes off. The
11.
Okay. Yeah, it's alright.
Okay.
You know, scientists.
But isn't Charlie the only girl in the whole department?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, more than two guys in your department?
Probably like
five.
Yeah, like a dozen scientists.
Yeah. And they're in the case to use lab assistants.
I don't have a lab assistant.
But, you know.
She's in the hospital.
She's in the hospital. 1940. She doesn't know anything.
You don't have a pimply case, you?
I used to have a lab assistant. In the hospital.
Assisting your wife.
Like a lab partner. You don't have a pimply case, you?
Nah.
I'll go find one for you.
I don't need one. It's okay.
Except everybody
else. I have a small, you know, research fund.
I start going to universities and interviewing folks for...
Yeah. All right.
My wealth is what? Two. Small funding.
Oh, yeah. How many?
11.
You don't want to pay for this. You interview a couple of prospective candidates.
Okay.
Make sure she's high energy candidates.
Uh-huh. So I interview a couple. Dr. Jones, I think you need a lab assistant.
This is Miss Brick F. House.
Review these resumes and tell me if you want.
Oh.
I can get a kiss.
Okay.
I'm thinking he doesn't know what it is.
Grab Brick F. House's.
I'll review the resumes.
Okay, so they're like four resumes.
Uh-huh.
They're all like PhD graduate students.
Yeah. So you're saying unattractive.
Well,
oh wait, but there's one girl.
One girl.
Brick F House.
You're a good radiation blast in the right place to change that.
Wally's a postgrad, or is he still working in his PhD?
Wally should still be working on his PhD.
Okay.
Yeah, when he finally gets his PhD, you'll find out what loyalty is.
Charlie's a pop of me. Charlie already has a PhD.
That's what he'll say.
I see you.
When I'm in the universities for you and candidates, I'll put in a good word.
Oh, I see you.
PhD advisor.
All right.
Unless I'm a PhD advisor.
Probably not.
Okay.
Oh, actually, that's true. I should take a part-time job lecturing. I see you. I make more money.
True. You can do that.
You can do that. Can I do that?
Sure.
I'm poor as dirt. Well, not as much as you, but...
Yeah,
close.
Turns out all my money's gone.
Yeah.
You always did not have it anyway.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
And I'll see if I can find...
You said I had it. I didn't know where it was, though.
All right, go ahead and roll.
There, okay. 0-0.
Radiation. That's not a very popular field, I assume.
Sure. Well, high energy for
that. Okay. Okay. Ten.
No, you pretty much won the same four.
All right, who's the most qualified? I'll interview them. Every single one.
Well, you know, they have different qualifications. Some people are...
I'm curious. She's using all that. She's probably really old.
Some people are better taking notes.
And I think she died 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Cancer.
She's got start putting stuff on blown crap. See what would happen.
Did that have cancer?
Yeah,
she was studying radiation with me. She didn't have that cancer. I'm walking chemotherapy.
She's gonna die something else.
Oh, I saw it over that for the serum. I guess we'll wait for it.
Let's look for more people.
Yeah. So I interviewed four of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Four of them. So, some of my questions, Devon, do you mind going bald prematurely?
Yeah.
Do that. Put them all in a cage.
Some of them are smarter. Some of them are more willing to do stupid things. Some of them are better at keeping the place clean and taking notes and that kind of stuff. Well, one of them, I guess.
Don't always the cage back.
Huh?
You invite them in the room. You close the door. Go ahead and get out.
You'll cage match.
Whatever one of you gets out, has a job.
That's what I mean. I just need someone to make sure the lab and the fall apart when it's gone, which is a lot of the time.
Alright.
So there's one of those, right?
Yeah. So there's one who's very...
Kind of like Wally.
Kind of like Wally.
Yeah. Huh, I know Wally. Okay, yeah, sure. I'll take that one, I guess.
Okay.
The responsible one. I do a lot of field research, I say. I pay
probably,
the lab assistant.
Probably a Jap spy.
I'm going to pay the lab assistant more than I pay him.
Okay.
Just for fun. Everyone gets paid more than me. How do you make how much? $2,500 a year.
Wow.
I used to be more, I thought.
Where's your money? Where do you make money? Oh, well.
But I'm taking that second job, so.
Good for you.
And my other jobs at RAD. I should make more than this. Oh, that,
you
that
should, but then you keep rolling low.
No, that goes to the bank, I guess.
Yeah, it probably goes to the bank.
I'll make $625 a year. What the hell are you whining about?
Yeah, but you don't have to wife support. You don't have a dead wife support.
You
can
make her shape her into a coffee table.
Actually, it's even worse than that. World War II wealth table.
Hmm? Oh, yeah?
Yeah. When are you using that? What's your wealth, AP? When are you using that?
Well, right. Equivalently, yeah.
Oh, we are? Okay, two. You make $500 a year. Yeah.
Equivalent. Yeah, or two, yeah.
Negative
that's
one even longer.
Oh.
So that's half of one.
Oh, yeah.
Or half of zero.
So you can never have
one?
Yeah,
negative one.
So you can never actually make less than zero, right? It would
yeah.
Go half.
You make $60
right.
A year.
So
you keep making $250.
You would make something. Well, the 250 is pretty poor. So, mm-hmm. You know, you keep it. So bankrupt is plus zero or negative?
Bankrupt is plus zero.
Which is exactly 10 times. One tenth. For one tenth of what we made.
Actually, at mine, it's. Yeah, one tenth. Okay.
Okay, so.
We could save in the 90s or whatever. Remember when everything was about one tenth of what it cost today?
We don't remember anything, that's the problem.
I remember. Will
some
we?
People will.
I will.
I think Shannon and Donald will, because they have awareness. They'll remember a little bit.
What?
Awareness?
Awareness.
I'll get that. Okay.
It's a useless power.
That's true. I'll get it.
I'll remember.
Get awareness.
I want to age. I want to be really old, but then insta change into a young guy.
You
oh, come on. For so little.
Oh, for you, you'll be a nose guy.
Everybody else. Third jump. You'll be dead, and you will instant change from your grave to a young guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I could be a coach or something. I could be really, really old. You get older.
Okay, so...
That's instantaneous all the time.
So that was during the downtime, so I'll be asking Jones how his lab assistant's working.
Jones? Jones?
Yeah, Jones. Working out okay.
Okay.
How's my job working out at the university?
They asked you to shut up. Would you please not lecture anymore?
Boring? Yeah. Pretty boring.
Well, first semester.
What's your scientist?
Eight.
Okay. Good thing you're brilliant, because, you know, your lecturing skills kind of
suck. Esoteric. First semester.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
You just kind of go start talking, and people lose track of what the hell you're talking about.
No. I write on the back when I write. You heard those stories?
This is a demonstration of what's called a buffer.
Small buffer. It's a 40. It's 50% that big. Flash memory. That's what I call it. Flash memory. Gone in the flash.
Do you mumble at the blackboard too? You have to. You have to sit there and read. If you notice, 6 inches from the blackboard, and you're writing with one hand and racing with the other,
and mumble.
So it's gone.
It's not that bad, okay?
I had a professor that did that. It was so annoying. I think he was, I think he was stage shy.
Yeah.
And so he would sit there and he wouldn't look away from the blackboard the entire period. It was almost sad.
Get to date Jennifer Connelly, at least.
That's true.
What are you married?
What were you about?
You were
coughing.
Yeah, yeah, no one knows. That's Dr. Jones. Everyone knows.
What did you say?
You can just have Jennifer Connelly shaped as a coffee table every time.
Your wife is Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, damn. That's a lab assistant. My ex lab assistant. Oh, well. Men's got knees.
Yeah. It's not like you're cheating if you're rad, man.
That's true.
I'll be spending my time with the robots and reviewing the paperwork for all of the lab assistants.
Okay.
And all of the slave labor for grad students that we have around.
Uh-huh.
I heard you. I already heard this.
Child labor.
Grad students get younger and younger. Okay, so you're doing
that. And I have to talk with Charlie about my robot's girlfriend. See what she has about it.
Mm. She built it.
No, she didn't build it.
Or him and I. How many robotics experts are on the island? You can count them.
Too many.
You can count them on one hand, can't you? With me. Charlie. Ultra Humanite. He's on the island.
That's true. He's in prison right now.
What about that steam powered guy?
No, they're on the island.
He's Australia.
Yeah,
right?
Another country.
He's in like India. He's in Australia, I think.
I have to go to Australia.
Yeah. Steam powered. Steampunk?
There's probably a couple more villains.
Probably. There's probably a 6-year-old in the basement that built this.
Dexter?
Yeah. Dexter.
She says we can just,
you know, Dexter?
Jump it, take it apart, and find out what it's made.
That's an idea.
Yeah,
how can you look all
like that? She says, here, I modified your gun.
Ion
cannon. That'll easily take down robots.
Ion cannon, right?
I have a switch to go from normal to regular, right?
It pretty much... Well, okay, so she changed to a lightning attack. So pretty much it'll do extra damage against electrical, you know, robots and electronics, and less damage against people who are...
Organic?
Oh, no, no.
Wood?
Well,
Would I?
Is
that a specific?
Yeah. So normal people will still do no damage.
Like rubber man? Do no damage?
Right. Well, less damage.
Okay. Would you have,
really sharp.
But like normal people, it should still do normal damage.
No, skill mail. Then what? Then I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Dragon scale mail.
Then they're immune.
What an idea.
Sure they are.
I was also working on my wife's cure.
Uh-huh.
I roll every week.
Sure.
Status roll.
Someday you'll roll like 50.
Yeah.
What do I got?
Not today.
Not for HP, don't I? Oh, well. All right, tonight, one, either you or I get to wake up, and not both of us. Just remember that.
Okay.
Okay, so anyways, let's see. So that was her suggestion.
So
some immediate suggestions?
Or...
Suppose we could just ask.
What?
Put on an ad in the newspaper. Who built this
robot? You never ask your you know, kid. I'll never tell you the truth.
You just have your robots build robots?
Yeah, but it's more fun with, to listen to them lie, so I'm going to ask.
Alright, so you ask who? Who's your robot?
I asked my robot first.
Where she came from?
Yeah.
He doesn't know. He met her at a bar.
The old-fashioned way.
What kind of bar?
You were in a bar?
Yeah.
Oh, you're in trouble. Grounded for 2 days.
No!
Grounded, boy.
He blames the light. Go to the bar.
Okay. He was there, in fact, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was there.
I'm going to have a talk with the light about contributing to the delinquency.
It's a robot, he said.
Just demonstrate how I can turn it off.
Get over.
It's fun to watch it. Teach to play basketball.
Well, I'll ask the robot's
going to museum somewhere.
Jeez.
The robot playing basketball. Made nearly every shot.
She says she doesn't
remember. No one was guarding it, was it?
She says
nobody.
She woke up one day and
got another robot guarding it.
In like an alley, and then she walked in next to the bar, and she walked into the bar, and then she met light of her life, or at least the other robot.
I see.
Was it music when they looked at each other?
Well, yeah, he was playing then. Yeah.
Built-in radio receiver. Okay, so you can think about that later. Anyway, so you're all at the meeting. Or you three, because everybody else is gone.
You know, I respect a great deal. The light. I really respect the light.
More like fear.
Never know.
Fear and loathing.
The light. That motherfucker is unpredictable. Alright, so you get a postcard.
On the edge?
No, it's from Ghost Girl.
Oh, huh. Don't worry about
it. You haven't seen her in a while.
Speaking of Ghost Girl, I really respect her.
We've never seen her. We have never seen her. Okay, where is she?
Apparently she went to the Dyer Bennett Institute.
Dyer
over
Bennett
in Hill Valley. Hill Valley is like a town near the center of the island.
Wow.
To get...
No, this is the smaller one. Don't be confused. You know, one day we should go to the Big Island, or just any other island.
That's so far away.
And see this one right there.
And get there in that.
Yeah, from Honolulu, you can see one of the other islands. Whatever. Maui? Is Maui the one that's close to Honolulu?
Maui, yeah. Maui's fairly close.
Get there in 10 minutes. Okay.
So I can just fly.
So anyway,
you should do that. Take tourists over the other islands for free during the day.
That's not fair tour.
Huh? I spin them around. It's a helicopter.
So you remember that she mentioned about going, that she was going to go there to, like, work on some kind of, you know, radiation treatment.
I don't remember saying that.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Really? You know, she couldn't wait for you to make an antidote.
You can't hold her hand and also work on an antidote at the same time.
That's not my hand.
You're holding her white hand. You're always holding your hand. You're never working on a cure.
No, I'm
not sure. Do you? With the other hand?
Yes.
Anyway, so the...
My feet. He's actually nothing without his life assist.
He's your alpha and your omega.
Yeah. It was actually her doing all the work. And that's why his income is
based that way. She's my best half.
Dark secret.
Have you published lately? Oh, that's true. Damn, I think about that.
You're a parent. You disappear right now.
Anyway, so she says, things are improving. I think I'm getting better. I wish you guys could be here.
Growing a beard, though.
Something really big.
Or she can make it materialize and whatever.
So she also says, something really big is going to happen on Saturday.
But what? How does she know?
And then she says Francis says hi.
Who the hell's Francis?
You know, she wouldn't say Francis says hi unless we knew Francis.
Is it best for us?
Yeah.
Everybody?
You guys.
I think it's in trouble. Well, I think she'd be in trouble. Let's go save her.
Type or handwritten?
It's handwritten.
I checked the handwriting.
Ah, it was under duress.
Do you know her that well?
No. I know her very well.
Let me look at that handwriting.
Inside out. Yep. Definitely handwriting.
That's me.
I know her well.
So it's like Friday morning.
We have our meetings on Friday mornings? Didn't start anything like
that. You have it irregularly.
That's because all of my staff meetings are 8 o'clock on Mondays.
I don't think it's her. It didn't sound anything like her.
Shoot.
Who was actually reading it?
Actually, once in my department.
Who was reading it?
The 8 o'clock on Mondays
John.
Are 4:30.
John?
Well, actually, I don't know. No one's there except for us.
Yeah, so what, somebody, one of you two was reading it. 8
o'clock
Monday
morning?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't read.
Sure can.
I can't read.
Put your mind to it. You can accomplish anything.
I can't read.
Yes, you can.
Excellent.
If you think you can, then you can.
Whoever read it, that's who I think it. Who actually wrote it? To the town of just like them.
Okay, so is it her handwriting?
You wrote like a name? Nine?
Hey, wait.
Nine.
Hey, wait a minute. What happened to my disadvantage?
Which one?
My illiteracy, man. You take it. You get rid of it.
Oh, I think I changed it. I brought it off, and
oh my God!
You can read.
Let me read that. I can't. Do it.
No, it's just a role playing note. Thank you.
Oh, all right. That's okay. And innocent apparently is also.
It's not worth any points.
That's fine. Well, it was originally. Isn't it?
Well, you know, if you play it up, then I'll give you some points.
I'll
play it up more than that.
Well, I'll give you some points because that's about whatever you roll.
Upper limit. That was mean. Should I keep buying this one the other day? I want to compare.
I'm going to start reading with them now. What information? Let me see what. Friday morning, 8 o'clock.
Right, so is it?
Yeah, Friday morning, 8 o'clock. Me.
So that's right.
Is it the handwriting?
Hey, we're not tight, you know.
We're not. I am.
I mean, it's not.
What the hell am I supposed to play it up?
Definitely not something totally different.
Let's go to the colloquial reading annex. Is that what you want? The hell you
want to
read?
No. That's how you want to
do it. Something big's gonna happen.
I think it's bullshit. It's a coded message. She's in danger. We should go save her.
Every other word.
You know, like when Eric went out on that weird tangent about pigs. That's going to be worth a point somewhere.
That's going to be worth something, right?
Yeah, right.
Something big's going to happen on Saturday.
That's what she said.
And Francis says hi.
Yeah, well, none of us knows the Francis, so obviously
we
kind of cut off.
Something big. Francis says hi.
All right.
Acquaintance girl.
Acquaintance girl? Is that a skill?
Sure.
Ten.
Everything I roll have a one. That's very odd.
That's your die.
Everybody rolled. Okay.
Everything I roll have a one.
So we don't know about Francis, right?
No.
Obviously a code. She's being held captive by a Frenchman.
I think it's an acronym.
Oh, okay.
F. English.
Oh, of course.
Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
Alliance.
Not you lost me, man.
Finnish Rebel Alliance.
I thought you started with F and R, but.
And Nazi. No, Neo.
You're stringing random letters together. I don't get this.
Are any of the staff or doctors or anything at the other ones too, she went to named Francis?
You can look it up.
Look it up.
Should be an easy roll unless you roll like a two.
It's on the island, right?
You should check it out on the internet. Yeah.
I can get there in 5 minutes.
Alright, let's go.
But we're getting the meeting. Can't leave the meeting. Yeah.
We haven't handled all the agenda items.
Yeah, let's go to the agenda items.
You're just making that up.
Yeah. I'm a researcher.
I can't read.
Better researcher. We'll make fun of you.
Okay.
Should we define that for you?
I know what they mean. I just can't read them.
And what's this institute supposed to be?
It's research in hyperkinetics.
Hyperkinetics?
Do I need to define that for you?
See, kinetic means you're in move.
Oh,
and hyper means fast. So, mean fast.
Hey, do we know anyone there?
We should.
We're scientists.
You can go make a roll, too. What's your roll?
Acquaintance roll. 15?
15. Didn't they already roll this?
Acquaintance roll.
Yeah.
So you know that,
she's being held
captive. Have a little bit of a tang yet.
Well, Dr. Horst...
There you go. I'll keep that.
...is the only, like, sort of known scientist. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is pretty, unknown. It's some kind of, you know, one of those weird branches of science that most people do not credit with anything.
Okay, so it's like
homeopathic or something.
Yeah.
And I consider him a flat or Scientology.
From what you know of her, she's fairly smart, but, you know, her research is pretty dumb.
Her research is kind of goofy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just kind of...
A heuristic medicine.
I probably objected to Ghost Girl going there in the first place. There were a bunch of kooks.
But she's
but she was
weird.
Dying!
She wasn't dying.
Yes, she was.
Oh,
she's fine.
The rest of you.
Nobody else is dying.
Braghead?
Something like that.
Yeah, she's fainting.
No.
Well,
actually...
Morning vomiting.
She was vomiting.
Morning sickness.
Gaining weight here.
She wasn't gaining weight.
They're always gaining weight.
No, she's not married yet, so...
Moody.
She was moody. Huh? Yeah, she's always moody.
That's true.
From day one.
Oh, sorry.
We already started early.
Well, I restart what I know about the coops up there.
She's fine. She can take care of herself, I think.
We're going to rescue her. We'll have her back by dinner.
And she said something big was happening on Thursday.
Saturday. So that's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
Mm. Something big? So like that. She didn't say what?
Nope, she didn't say what.
There are telephones back then, right?
Yeah.
We should call that hospital. Find out.
We should just go in there, and no matter what she says, we drag her out, and of course she dematerializes.
I have a feeling we won't see her there.
Because she's invisible?
No.
Because she's Ghost Girl?
No, because Donald's not here.
Yeah, it could be. Good.
So what?
It's pointless. Sorry, pointless.
Chances are, yes, he will do something about it. If she really... Yeah. Well, she's only got like an 8. If you roll well.
Eight what?
So we flying over there or what? Let's go. Go save her.
Okay. I'll see you all at a meeting.
The meeting's over, man.
Donuts. We're still in the
We can eat donuts on the way. Here.
I'll
make a donut kebab with my dagger.
Oh, yeah. You tell your robot to check what out?
I'll tell her about it. Let's see if meetings are alright.
Okay.
Give me 2 minutes.
So you want your robot to go out there and check her out and see if she's okay?
Build a donut.
Huh. That's interesting.
What was interesting? Somebody role-playing in our absence?
Yeah. Somebody got donuts. The robot I was on. I wonder what happens to the robot. I would be lowly bad, so.
Oh. So 2 would be bad, you think?
No. So the robot and his girlfriend go, and then they come back.
Merge into one being.
Let's see, how fast is the robot? So he probably comes back, like, in the afternoon.
Okay.
Robot fly?
Afternoon, the meeting's been over a long time.
That's true, do you guys?
Flying over that. Make sure everything's okay.
Make sure the donuts don't fall out of my holder. Well, I tell everyone not to panic until the robot comes back over. What?
What's the robot walking over there? Is that underwater?
It's fairly fast, I mean.
It's on the same island.
It's on the same island.
Fly!
Okay, go. What are we
waiting on?
I'm sure it's nothing.
Francis, I don't know Francis. Where is me?
Francis is one of the researchers. I'm not sure why she died.
says hi.
Oh, yeah? What's his last name?
Hurst.
If indeed it is a man.
What was the last name I found?
Hurst.
Yeah, for random. I could have checked the phone book for a Francis. So she wouldn't have said, Francis says hi. I'm telling you, it's a plot. She's in too deep. She's undercover. That's what she is. Her handler isn't taking care of business.
Deep cover?
The deep cover, let's go.
So deep that she doesn't even know it?
Okay. Rad now is out for more donuts.
That's true.
Too bad Ghost Girl's not here. I'm going to ask her if she wants to eat the donut in front of home.
Your dead wife's not even cold yet.
I'm not married. Rad's not married.
Rad.
Sorry, that's right.
Rad.
Well, she developed a choose personality. That'll work.
Yeah, that'd be a disadvantage or advantage? Because I think to you it would be an advantage.
Just a plot point. Whoa. Okay.
So
do you guys wait for the robots, or do you guys
wait for the donut?
We have to wait for the robots.
Do you wait?
We
play
go
off?
Out. We fly
you
out.
You play off?
Sure.
Okay.
Nice you.
Okay. I roll.
What do I have to do?
I use hero points.
Woohoo! I got four.
Okay. So you guys do take a while to eat your dinner. So when you fly over there, you meet the robots coming back.
Oh, for God.
So at least you're flying over the robot because it's a
just
flying
robot,
back.
Man.
All right, so,
we'll beat the robot back for sure. What's
going on?
What are you talking the robot for?
Are they making out? Trying to push?
No, they're holding hands then.
Oh!
Ew.
It is the 40s, I guess. That means they're making out.
In the 90s, the robots would be doing it.
No, they'll be wearing robot right now. On the parking grid. Making the robot.
Were you talking about the robot?
Yeah.
I keep on going. I'm going to beat you there.
So what's happening? What's going on? What did you find out? Who's
cool.
Who's this new vacuum cleaner? Or is it the same one?
I couldn't find a picture of it. Oh well.
Does she look like Rosie? Or Justin?
No. So Depp says, when we went there, they said she was sleeping.
Oh, this is totally fake. See here? It says place stamp here, and there's no stamp. It wasn't even delivered by postal service.
Oh.
That's true. Originally, it's much more obvious. It's just something wrong.
Even worse, it's got an upside down airplane and a big postage mark across it. Oh, it's one of those rare stamps that someone used. That's cool. I collect it and wait 20 years and sell it for millions later.
So Jeff said, well, they said she was sleeping.
Do they use clothes when it's a sleeping?
No.
Okay.
But I insisted, and they said, opened the door quietly, and she was in the bed sleeping.
Do you identify her? Do you see her face? Yeah, I kind of look like the secretary that John has.
Remarkably. No. Yeah, I think it looked like her.
John's secretary?
We never go.
No,
Ghost Girl.
Ghost Girl.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Ghost Girl never really reveals her face.
No.
She never materializes. She materializes, though.
She has a mask on or something.
Oh, okay.
She has a secret identity.
It's all in the attitude.
She wears glasses at work, alright?
Something like that.
Alright.
It's all in the attitude. She wears her hair up at work. Down when she's super hair.
I wear a lab coat when
I'm working. What happened to your bus hodge?
It's,
So the girlfriend robot said something. Well, she looked like she was drugged.
Drugged?
Yeah.
Well, that's normal for hospital, isn't it? Sounds good to me, I fly back. No, I guess I'll keep going.
Sorry, I didn't stop. Do I beat him there?
Yeah.
Ah! Or was she a hair?
Yeah, that's true. She's not stopping the robot. So, she looked like she was drugged?
Yeah.
Wait, she has a communicator. Try to call her.
Okay.
I see a sinister face.
Yeah. 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 The radio and video?
Nobody answers.
Yeah.
Oh, video.
Right?
Hmm?
Video and video? Yeah.
Mm.
No one answers?
Nobody answers.
He's sleeping.
Don't talk to me, man. I'm there.
Okay. I guess I can go on.
So it's like home, you know, when you get there.
Hmm? Why don't you give you a robot a communicator?
He's got one.
So why do you have to wait for him to walk back?
He's still walking range again. Actually, the range is most of the island, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, it's
25 miles, maybe half the island. Or less. Quarter, maybe. Let's see, Hawaii? No, that's about half the island. 25 miles.
So, no. Randomly, I say less than half the island.
Okay, so take a third.
Yeah. That's enough anywhere, anywhere in the city, you're fine.
That's awful capricious, Donald.
What does that word mean?
Someone's thoughts, I'm illiterate.
Paul, hate man.
You should lash out tomorrow. Did you find that for you?
So you go to the institute. It's like it looks like a big house.
Yeah. You want her room right there?
You don't know which one. Her room.
Put down your hair. Oh, you want half this now? No, really, I didn't.
Well, actually, I don't want
this
last piece.
Yeah.
There's a whole slice here, man.
Yeah, there's a whole slice untouched.
You took two.
Yeah. Take it. So people are selfish.
Yeah, good thing we got too large.
Yeah. Oh, look like large. Huh? Looks like medium.
Pathetic these days.
Well, it could be because of stuff cut.
My size is for stuff and not stuff.
Yep. Okay, so...
So I'll give him my beat-up pickup and keep on and start up there.
Okay.
Have you been on Highway 1? You know why you're not on Highway 1? Hasn't been built, and it's on the Big Island.
Mm-hmm. Are there roads?
Yeah, there are roads.
There's interstates. Oh, wait, not yet.
There is a...
Interstate from Hawaii to Alaska.
Yeah, there's an interstate on the Big Island that circles the island. Actually, it used to go all the way around.
Interstate.
Mm-hmm.
Interstate.
Like it is. If the federal government paid for it, it's an interstate. That's a different
thing.
Eventually, we'll build a bridge. Why? Somewhere in possibly.
Tunnels, more like it.
No, a bridge.
It's really, really freaking deep.
It's a floating bridge.
Yeah. You see, tunnel would be enough to be worried about wave action on the turtle.
I think a bridge
is more like
it. Could be like a sky bridge.
Never gonna happen.
2,000 miles.
I would really hate being a tunnel that long.
It would be a long drive. But I'm sure there'd be rest stops.
No. It could be like a glass tube. Like in Jaws 3.
It could just be like a bullet train or something. You drive your car in
Jaws 3.
Like, glass tunnel.
Tube. Oh, yeah, I remember. That was
anyway,
Jaws 3 in 3D,
anyway,
wasn't it?
Okay, so you're driving off.
See, that's my truck.
Okay.
I drive up there.
That's why everything's rusting in your face, now you know why. Yeah, the shark is right at your face when it breaks through that down, and somebody like fires a harpoon or whatever.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Although Charlie's got me thinking that I really should take apart the girlfriend.
Whoa, Kate.
I don't think you're allowed like that. He doesn't have to
take him apart first.
So you're Peter Pan, and you're Rad right now. Okay.
Yeah.
You're just a sign. Okay.
Ready to pick up truck.
Yeah.
All right. So there is a front entrance.
Well, you have a Ferrari. You have a red Ferrari in white.
Apparently, there are a lot of windows.
This
German car.
I fly by all the windows.
Yeah,
what Peter Pan does, he comes through all the windows.
What's
the difference? The windows closed.
All the windows are closed.
Oh,
man. Unless all the windows are closed.
I use my X-ray vision.
Should not have to roll that?
Sometimes I get to roll.
All the windows are closed?
Yeah, so you circle and look through all the windows.
Mm-hmm. The windows are closed, but the drapes closed?
Yeah, mostly. A couple drapes open.
Oh!
When you see, like, a little kitchen or a hallway.
Bodies?
And people. No, people walking. The guard.
Jack, like cordwood.
You see, like, half dozen security guards through the three or four open
windows. Does it look like a nut house?
Seems kind of excessive.
Does it look like a nut house?
No.
Are the security guards carrying automatic weapons?
Since the U.S. Army at this point doesn't have automatic weapons, it's unlikely they would.
If they did, then we know something's wrong, right? So are they?
They're carrying. Oh, go ahead and make a roll. Now that you're both there. You know, you can make a roll PL fast and go there.
See? See?
Oh, oh.
Tommy guns?
So, like half of them have looked like, you know,